summertime. It's fun for the summer this summertime. Summertime. Fun all summer.
Ah, summertime. Remember back in the day when we were kids? We used to run around outside all day and even into the night.
Of course I remember. Those were the best days, playing outside with friends for hours.
Until our moms and dads would call us.
Those were the days.
I remember. We'd gather all around in Old Man Peterson's yard, down the block from that streetlight that would flicker before it turned on.
We'd be so tired from all the running around, and we knew once that light came on, we had maybe 20, 30 minutes to sit around and tell stupid stories.
The stupidest stories.
Yeah, the funniest stories.
The scariest stories.
Yeah, I remember telling one back then that was so scary, it left Susie shivering like a leaf.
A leaf? After my story, they wished all they were doing was shivering like a leaf. I told one so scary, it messed up Aloysius Poindexter III for the rest of the summer. He was so scared, he shook, shivered, ran, peed his pants, and Slurpee shot out his nose.
Oh, that's not scary, that's just gross. I remember telling one that had Jenny and Craig so scared, they started running before they jumped up, skinned their knees, screamed about that, remembered why they were scared to begin with, continued running, ran into Mr. Horseman's fence, and knocked themselves out.
You call that scary? I told the best one of all. It was so scary. Everybody immediately passed out, came to, passed out again, came to again, screamed, jumped up, ran down the block, danced a jig, screamed louder, ran back down the block screaming, slapped each other, spoke in tongues, went for pizza, came back, screamed some more, farted, fainted, came to again, and went home.
I still talk to my therapist about that.
Kids, they just don't tell stories face to face anymore.
Yeah, they have their cell phones and the tiki-talkie and the Facebook.
I don't know if it's any different than what we did in the summer. There is a kid dimension, beyond that which is known to adults. It is a dimension as vast as their neighborhood and as timeless as smelly socks. It is a middle ground between stupidity and wisdom, between make-believe and absurdity. It is an area which we call the summertime zone.
Stay tuned. As we travel back to summertime, when these adults were kids. They say a story gets better with time, but is that true? Join us next time as we enter the kid dimension of stories told in summertime.
This episode is brought to you by Buttons and Figs, a podcast about playing with words, but in summer.
Summertime! It's fun for the summer this summer! Summertime! Summertime! Fun all summer!